Welcome to day 7 of this Holy Week devotional journey. We are following Jesus during the week leading up to his death and resurrection. What did Jesus focus on? What was he concerned with? What does God want us to see? And how will we respond? Let's get started. Before we focus on the scripture, make space to be still and pray. Settle in to the next 15 minutes as you're prompted in different ways, followed by musical space. Let's begin by first taking some time to breathe deeply. Don't skip this practice, but wherever you are, take 5 deep breaths in and out. Now take a moment to cast your cares upon God. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7 that he cares for us. Do you have any cares, hopes, pain, or lies you need to let go of? Are there people or circumstances to give to God? Take a minute to do just that by praying, "Jesus, I give you." We will be making our way through the Gospel of Luke's account of Jesus' week leading up to his death and resurrection. Before you hear the scripture, one last time, take a few seconds to pause, and this time, ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you through the living and active Word of God. Let's read Luke 23:50-56. There was a good and righteous man named Joseph, a member of the Sanhedrin, who had not agreed with their plan and action. He was from Arimathea, a Judean town, and was looking forward to the kingdom of God. He approached Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Taking it down, he wrapped it in fine linen and placed it in a tomb cut into the rock, where no one had ever been placed. It was the preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed along and observed the tomb and how his body was placed. They then returned and prepared spices and perfumes, and they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. Let's now read Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn from me, because I am lowly and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's also read 1 Thessalonians 1:3 and Romans 15:13. We recall, in the presence of our God and Father, your work produced by faith, your labor motivated by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you believe, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Before you hear this passage again, what stood out to you? What captured your attention? Usually, this is what God wants you to think about or consider or focus on. If it is only one verse or a phrase within a verse, that's okay. Don't rush. Just take a few seconds and ask the Holy Spirit to give you insight into the Scripture. Again, Luke 23:50-56. There was a good and righteous man named Joseph, a member of the Sanhedrin, who had not agreed with their plan and action. He was from Arimathea, a Judean town, and was looking forward to the kingdom of God. He approached Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Taking it down, he wrapped it in fine linen and placed it in a tomb cut into the rock, where no one had ever been placed. It was the preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed along and observed the tomb and how his body was placed. They then returned and prepared spices and perfumes, and they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. So again, we read Matthew 11:28-30, but from the Message translation this time. Are you tired, worn out, burn out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Last, we read 1 Thessalonians 1:3 and Romans 15:13 again. We recall, in the presence of our God and Father, your work produced by faith, your labor motivated by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you believe, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The hope of Jesus' triumphal entry on Palm Sunday seems to have been short-lived, for Jesus has died. Hope defined is a feeling of expectation or desire for certain things to happen. The expectations of those closest to Jesus seem to have been unmet with his death. And for those that followed him, many scattered and fled for their lives. Their expectations were crushed, gone. Try to imagine yourself in their place. All of your hopes are gone. What do you do? What should you think? Have you ever been there, where all that you hoped for is ripped out of your hands? The Bible says delayed hope makes the heart sick. Yet the second half of that same verse says, a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. So Jesus redeems their loss to change the disciples' desire and hope, ultimately setting them up for life. He often does the same with us. So what can we do when we feel hopeless, need a fresh perspective, and a change in desire? Well, when hope seems lost, we can remember Jesus' teachings. The disciples had forgotten the teachings from Jesus' own mouth that he would be killed and then rise again. We forget too, but Jesus invites us to come. Walk and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Keep company with me, and you will learn to live freely and lightly. His way is better. When hope seems lost, we can stay committed to the way of kingdom living. Joseph of Arimathea was a good and righteous man. He was not a willing party in Jesus' death and was looking forward to the kingdom of God. Even in the face of difficult circumstances, he stayed committed to the teachings of Jesus and looked forward to a different kingdom. In any situation, so can we. With the Spirit's help, we can rejoice in hope, be patient in affliction, and be persistent in prayer. When hope seems lost, we can also take healthy responsibility and fulfill daily work. We can't fully control the outcomes of our daily lives, much less the world's salvation, but we can follow the example of Joseph and the women. For Joseph could not resurrect Jesus, but he asked for Jesus' body, prepared it, and placed it in a tomb. The women could not protect Jesus, but honored him through the mundane tasks of preparing burial spices and perfumes. They chose to be present in a difficult situation and not check out. For their work was produced by faith, their labor motivated by love, and their endurance inspired by hope. And at last, when hope seems lost, we can rest. According to the commandment, the disciples rested on the Sabbath. So much could be said about the Sabbath, but here it challenges us to let go of outcomes while resting in the character of God and His work behind the scenes. In our rest, we are to stop fighting to secure results and trust that if God began the work, He will bring it to completion. Our ultimate trust, peace, and confidence are in the God of all hope. Why? Because the cross and the tomb did not have the last words. For resurrection is coming. Now, pray back to God what stood out to you in a personal way. What insight, challenge, opportunity, promise, or truth stood out? Take some time right now to personalize and pray back to God what He has shown you in today's scriptures. Finally, we want to come away from our time with Jesus in the scriptures with an I will statement. What is God inviting you to do, to practice, or to surrender? Remember, we're not saved by what we do, thankfully, but our obedience is vital to be fruitful disciples. Take some time to pray and write down your I will statement. Then share it with someone you trust and who will encourage you to do what God has said to do.